This is Colorado Matters from Colorado Public Radio. I'm Ryan Warner. Gun policy is front and center at the state legislature. Republican lawmakers introduced a handful of pro-gun bills last week, and they were defeated. Majority Democrats plan to introduce their gun measures in the coming days, ones that would tighten restrictions. Let's take some time now to talk about where Colorado's gun laws stand now. CPR Zachary Barr is with us. Hi, Zach.
Hi, Ryan.
I suppose if we start at the top, we have to look first at federal laws. And at the very top is the Second Amendment, which has been interpreted by courts over time. But if we look at other federal laws, the biggie is from 1993, isn't it?
That's right. 1993 is when Congress instituted background checks on all firearm purchases from licensed dealers. This system is designed to weed out potential buyers who aren't permitted to have a firearm. This includes people who have been convicted of a felony, people with a long history of mental illness, people in the country illegally, veterans who were dishonorably discharged from the military, and the underage. Depending on the type of firearm, you have to be 18 or 21 in most cases to buy one.
Federal law also spells out, Zach, that you can't have a machine gun. So holding down your trigger finger means a spray of bullets.
That's right.
A quick picture of federal laws there. Let's focus on state regulation of firearms now. And there's real variation among the states.
Indeed, there is. States like California and Massachusetts, to name just two, they've adopted many new laws that further restrict gun ownership. Many other states, South Dakota and Wyoming, to name just two, have few or no additional laws.
Where does Colorado fall on the spectrum?
Pretty much in the middle. The Law Center to Prevent Gun Violence, this is an advocacy group in San Francisco, it ranks Colorado 22nd among the states, with one being the strictest and 50 being the most permissive.
Let's break that apart a bit.
Okay. Let's start by talking about what distances Colorado from the most permissive states, you know, that South Dakota, Wyoming group.
Okay.
One step Colorado has taken came on the heels of the massacre at Columbine in 1999. The next year, Colorado voters passed a ballot measure that closed the so-called gun show loophole. This means that purchases at gun shows are subject to the same background check that applies to purchases at retail stores.
What else differentiates Colorado from those most permissive states?
Well, Colorado decided that it, and not the federal government, will coordinate the background check. The Colorado Bureau of Investigation uses both federal and state databases for its research. So that means that a background check in Colorado draws from more court records than a background check in many other states. We're talking about court records at the county and municipal level. This could be records from juvenile court proceedings, court decisions regarding someone's mental health, and probation records.
How long does a background check in Colorado take?
Well, it really varies. Before gun sales spiked in December, the average wait time was around 40 minutes. But as of late last week, the wait time had ballooned to around 7 days.
Wow, that is such a huge difference.
Yeah.
Anything else make Colorado's gun possession laws more strict?
Well, no. Actually, that's about it. The rest of the steps that have been taken in Colorado fall on the other side. And what I mean by that is that there are a number of statutes that prevent state or local governments from implementing tighter gun laws.
What are some examples of that kind of preemptive move?
Yeah, there are several. One is that any system that would create a local or statewide gun registry is prohibited. So, you know, a database that says John Smith owns a rifle and this rifle has X serial number, nothing like that is allowed.
Okay, so there's no one who knows whether or not you have a gun in your house.
Right.
What's another example?
Another example is that cities and towns and counties in Colorado may not enact laws that restrict gun ownership beyond what's in state law.
So the city of Centennial, for example, couldn't ban handguns.
That's exactly right. There is one exception to this, and it's in Denver. The city of Denver put some restrictions in place on gun ownership before this prohibition was enacted in 2003. So Denver's restrictions are grandfathered in and allowed to stand.
What are those restrictions?
In Denver, you can't own an assault weapon or a cheap handgun, the guns that some people refer to as Saturday night specials. And Denver also bans large capacity magazines, anything with 21 or more rounds. Denver also places restrictions on open carry, that's carrying a gun around in plain sight, like on your belt or back. In the rest of the state, open carry is permitted.
Any more of these preemptive statutes that prevent towns from enacting their own tougher gun laws?
Yeah, there's another really big one. It is that local governments cannot infringe upon a person's right to travel with a weapon in a private car.
So anyone can carry their firearm in their car, regardless of where they drive in this state.
That's exactly it. You cross from one town to the next, and you can still have a firearm in your car. But if you want to take it out of the car and into public space, you need a concealed carry permit. To get one of these, you have to meet the criteria, and perhaps the most demanding requirement is that you demonstrate some prior firearms training. You can take a class, or if you were in the military, then you meet the requirement. County sheriffs issue these concealed carry permits. They're good for 5 years, and they cost around $150.
$150 for a concealed carry permit. As we said in the introduction, Democrats in the state legislature plan to introduce a number of bills that would restrict gun purchases and possession, and we'll be reporting on those.
You bet. Yeah, stay tuned.
Thanks, Zach, for being with us.
You're welcome.
Zachary Barr is a reporter and producer for Colorado Public Radio News.